Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 9th of November, recording at 8:40 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets, a bit mixed, mostly showing a little bit of profit taking, including the U.S., which is near the day's lows right now. And in government bonds, we had mostly steady action here today. The real drama, well, not quite yet. The US dollar, softer. Well, there's a bit of drama here, particularly against the European, the continental European currencies. We've got a little bit of an upside breakout by the euro, albeit within a range, and the dollar weakened against the Swissie as well. But the big drama here was in precious metals. If you're following the sector closely as I am, you might have noticed that they took a bit of a hit yesterday. Well, they roared back and then some here today. Gold, for instance, spot bullion, come off the highs a little bit, but it's currently up 1785 to 633.65. That's just over $2 off the high. Platinum is up $36.7 at 1204. That's the January contract. It was up as high as 1215. Silver just had a blitzing move on the upside. It's been as high, been up over half a dollar. It's currently around that 1303. That's the December contract, and it has been as high as 1308. And pretty good performance by palladium as well. Got up to 339 for the December contract. Eased a couple of dollars off that in the after hours trading, and it hasn't broken up to a new recovery high the way gold and silver did today. And elsewhere, the industrial metals were all quite firm, all up on the day. And we can also see the grains and beans, they started strong and caught a little bit of profit taking. Coffee is quite strong in here. Okay, where are we in terms of the global stock markets? Well, they've been in just brilliant form, as you know, but some of those trends are looking overextended. Now, they have been getting small consolidations along the way in a sort of a rotational sequence, which is good. In other words, rotational sequence, they aren't all doing it at the same time. And that has helped to correct some of the short-term overbought conditions that we've seen in the markets. But the overall appearance of these patterns is that the uptrends have steepened, and that usually indicates that they're getting a little bit ahead of themselves and are going to be more vulnerable to sort of a general pause and correction. Now, today was the day when those storm clouds that I've been talking about in terms of stock markets, suddenly some of them appeared to be a lot closer. And that was certainly true of oil. My goodness, did I forget to mention oil? Currently trading at 61.01. That's up $1.18. Has been as high as 61.33. That's the NYMEX crude. But that certainly was stronger in here today. And then, of course, with the precious metals rushing up, that will certainly ring a few bells with some people. Now, which could really unsettle Wall Street a bit. Now, previously I've been talking about the strength of all these commodities, the storm clouds, but I was saying by far the most important commodity was oil. It didn't matter what all the others did as long as the oil prices stayed depressed. But today, people who had been hoping for a week Oil price really had a little bit of a wake-up call in here on this action. It's interesting that this is occurring the day following the election in the United States. I don't go in for conspiracy theories, but I had been saying earlier from time to time that I felt that the U.S. administration was, that's the Republican administration, of course, is probably doing everything in its power to sit on that oil price up until the election. Well, they managed to do that for the most part, but it didn't have much effect, did it? Okay, in other action here, we saw all of the petroleum contracts. They were really quite strong in here today. But the other storm cloud that I said was right up there with the crude oil price. Crude oil, obviously, implications obviously being that if that cost of that goes up, then that hits the consumer, and it hits the consumer at a time when he, she, they are already bleeding a bit due to the house price correction. And the bonds, though, remained steadyish. So no panic here. But as I speak, Wall Street again on the lows of the day, down about 80 on the Dow, nearly 8 points on the S&P, nearly 10 points on the Nasdaq. Now that's certainly not a panic. It is a wobble, but it's a wobble off a high, so it won't raise too many eyebrows in here. But again, no grounds for complacency. Those storm clouds have come a little bit closer. What else to mention here? I think in terms of the precious metals action, we couldn't have had better technical follow-through following yesterday's decline. Now, you know that I described the technical pattern for precious metals as being fairly iffy up until last month. Last month, we really did get a steady recovery that wasn't spectacular, but it was technically quite impressive, satisfying for those of us who are long some of these contracts. Yesterday, again, we had that definite wobble in the precious metals, but what a riposte here today to see these big upward dynamics. And the upward dynamics don't look climactic because these precious metals had been consolidating in little trading ranges, with the downside reaction lows being reached yesterday for a number of them. But it's not bearish activity. For instance, it took platinum 5 days to give up Monday's, I beg your pardon, I think it was Friday's gains. Yeah, took 5 days to give up last Friday's gains. Remember, last Thursday and Friday, platinum soared up off a low. So this is extremely bullish action overall. I'd be surprised, perhaps, if we didn't get a little bit of a retracement of gains. Or I wouldn't be surprised, I should say, if we didn't get a little bit of retracement of gains tomorrow, at least in some of the earlier trading that takes place, and with Friday coming up. But I like the action here. I've been building up my positions. I bought in three baby steps, hit silver yesterday. I let one of those go today. It reached an order I had in the market. And you'll see that in all that information and comment of the day, if you wish to. But I've got reasonable long positions here now, medium-sized positions across the board, and this is in four of these precious metals, and I have other metal positions with a little bit of zinc and so on. So what else to mention? Zinc. Owen makes the point about the backwardation. Now that's very much in its favor. Coffee, that's got a backwardation, a small backwardation. I really do like that. Now that's the Robusta coffee, the UK contract, but the Arabica coffee contract has been improving quite a lot recently, and yet another bullish commodity. Grains remain generally bullish, albeit a bit overextended in the short term. And I think that's pretty much it, but a very, very exciting day, and a bit of a banner day if you hold those precious metals. Okay, roll on Friday for more excitement. Meanwhile, all the best.